Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for, one, downloading the Odyssey app, and two, finding our podcast.
Yes.
And downloading our podcast and what we expect to be laughing at our podcast. We are brought to you by BetterHelp.com, which is online therapy. We'd love it if you tried it for free. Check out BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Okay, let's ask this question. Is it true that you are either hot or you have a good personality?
No.
You don't think it's true?
Definitely not.
I disagree.
Do you think Taylor Swift has a bad personality?
I think that you can find outliers. I think you can find, but I think as a whole, it's still true. And I think it's because that when you, and I don't know Taylor Swift, so I can't answer that question.
Okay.
I don't know. You don't know what a celebrity's personality is, but you do know what people in your real life's
personality are. I mean, my best friend is beautiful, and Alyssa,
mm-hmm.
and has a fantastic personality.
I think you can find outliers, but I think overall, because here's why, if you are beautiful, and we mean beautiful from adolescence on, it's not something that you can be a late bloomer.
Right.
Because what creates a good personality, I think, is adversity. And if adversity never comes your way, you do not have a good personality.
But you can have adversity without your adversity being that you were unattractive.
Yes, but let's put it this way. If you're a woman and you're attractive and you can get men to say yes to whatever your question may or may not be, just because they are smitten with you, you got it easier. That is a privilege,
okay,
you know, that an unattractive person doesn't have.
There are so many more things in life than whether a man will do what you want him to do.
I agree.
That's one example. Is much deeper adversity as far as I'm concerned.
They've done tons of research on this.
I'd love to see it.
Attractive people are hired more often.
Okay.
Attractive people. Let me ask you this, okay? Do you believe in white privilege?
Of course.
Okay, I do too. So if you believe in white privilege, you got to believe in attractive privilege too.
Okay, but
what does
that have to do with personality?
Because I think that's where personality comes from. Where do you think personality comes from?
I think a lot of it is genetic. Then I think that it can be nurture.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think, you know, depending on what kind of personality you have, i.e., let's say funny.
Right.
Funny sometimes comes from maybe you were picked on and you learned comical ways to deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
But some people are also just born funny.
So I agree with you, but this is where we disagree. I think that it's genetic, just like intelligence is genetic. But you can make somebody smart and educated or not.
I don't know that you can make a person funny, though.
I think you can through adversity, being put into situations where you have to be funny. You know, there's somebody that I know that thinks that they became funny only because their parents were mental cases. And whenever his dad would like hold himself up in a room, his mom would say, like, go upstairs, make your dad laugh. You're the only one who can.
I'm sure. Listen, all of that is true. But this started with people either have good personalities or they are attractive.
Right, right, right.
So, well, people that are attractive can experience the same deep-seated adversities and been through horrible situations just like ugly people.
Kevin, what do you think?
I think a lot of pretty people are kind of mean.
Really?
I think so, too. I agree with that. I think they've lost the foundation of what it means to be nice.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Because they get everything because they look good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like attractive people just get everything.
It's because you're part of the attractive people, so you don't
well,
see
that's
that.
That's very nice.
Me being ugly, I feel
oh,
the other
Kevin,
side.
Kevin, don't say that.
I mean, I agree, Kevin. I was part of the ugly crowd for a really long time. And you had to develop a it's like, you know what it is? Here's what it is. It's evolution. We had to develop good personalities to compensate for our looks. That's
so
what it was.
You think you wouldn't have been funny if you'd been born hotter?
I didn't say funny. I said we had to develop a good personality.
Okay, so you think you wouldn't have had a good personality if you were born looking like Brad Pitt?
We'll never know.
George Clooney.
What about George Clooney? You leave him out of this.
He's got a great personality.
He's a celebrity. We don't really know. We can guess. I can guess. I speculate and I future cast my life with him.
Okay.
And he's the one best husband I've ever asked for.
Okay, but do we sort
except
of
for
know
those kids.
That he has a reputation for being a good guy, funny, philanthropic, smart, political, and he looks like Clooney.
Yes, but did you ever go back and look at Teenage Clooney? Wasn't the best.
Really?
Wasn't the best. He kind of came into it right around ER days was when he started to kind of get it.
I'll tell you if he was hot or not.
Okay. But anyway, though, I digress. I agree with you, Kevin. Text in your thoughts to 916-909-1065.
1065, the end.
The Wake Up Call.
There's nobody in Sacramento that is more of a jock and loves getting his pump on at the gym than Kevin from the Wake Up Call.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. He's popping his head.
Sure. Except there's a problem.
Oh, no.
The problem is he's been doing it at the wrong time.
Mm-hmm.
Tell everybody.
Time of day?
Yes.
Okay.
Tell everybody what you just read.
A new study came out that says exercising at night lowers your risk of death by 61%.
61%.
Why are you laughing?
Well, that's a lot.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
So what time of day do you work out, Kevin?
I work out right after here. So like.
So afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Noonish.
Okay. Noon. Lunchtime.
Kevin, he supposedly works out right after he leaves here.
Correct.
But he's also the person that spends all morning Googling what he's going to eat as soon as he leaves here.
Yeah. It's
and that- or, excuse me, talks about how he can't stay awake on his drive home.
Both of those are accurate.
Right. So I take a nap and then I drive home and get changed into the gym because I don't come to work here in my gym clothes because I like to wear skimpy gym clothes.
Why don't you bring them in the car?
Where am I going to change?
At the gym.
I mean,
that's what I do.
I don't want gym clothes in my car.
Why?
It'll smell.
Dirty.
Dirty.
They're clean.
I sweat.
They're clean.
Right. I'm pissed.
Another thing.
No,
you're like,
don't be pissed.
You're so concerned about like living a long life.
Yeah.
But hold up the bag you have right now.
Oh my God. These aren't that.
What is it?
Flaming Hot Fritos, but let me tell you the calories.
Okay, but that's what you're
160.
That's what you're putting in
per
your
bag.
Body for breakfast. You also ate Cadbury cream eggs this morning.
You should have stopped me for those two.
Yeah, that
that's
was your
not
fault.
My fault. You saw me diving in for those. You didn't stop. You're a bad friend.
All right, so I see what Katie's saying.
Right, okay? She's trying to put it on me.
No. It's Katie saying that you all of a sudden care so much that you've been working out at the wrong time, which if you're just joining us, Kevin Bread, that you have a 60% chance of living longer if you exercise at night versus any other time during the day. That is upsetting to you because you've been working out in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. However, you're also the same person that today, right now, for breakfast, you're having Fritos and Cadbury eggs.
It's all about portion control.
That
you can eat bad, just right. Work it out.
So let's go back to the idea that you do. How many days a week do you work out?
Five.
5 days. Mm-hmm. Are they all weekdays?
Yes.
So every day
weekends are for me.
Okay, I see that. So every day you leave work, every day, you go to the gym.
Give or take, yeah.
Okay.
Give or take.
It depends.
Give or take 5 days.
Okay, no. It's if the gym is too full, I don't like being in a full gym. That's why I have gym memberships.
How is the gym ever too full at like 11:30?
Trust me, there's a lot of people that like to work out instead of eat because they're my type of people.
Right.
I see.
But
okay.
That's why I have 4 different gyms that I have to alternate between because I...
4?
Yeah, I don't want to get caught.
You have 4 gym memberships?
Yes.
Kevin, that seems excessive.
I like to be part of things.
He got a plan through Kaiser. He pays like $20 a month and can go to 4 different gyms.
$28.99.
Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
That's a good deal.
Active and fit.
Wow, holy cow.
See, I'm all about the fitness life.
How come you never post any gym selfies?
It's my belief that posting gym selfies, it's like you just go to the gym for pictures. So if you post that, that's probably why.
How come you're not like gaining muscle?
I am gaining muscle.
That was the loudest pencil slam Sacramento's ever heard.
You gotta lean down while building
don't
muscle.
Don't grab the air at me.
Because you obviously don't know how training works.
Stand up. Don't look nervous.
Look at this six pack.
Slide over a little bit.
Do you see it?
You've got the pack of a postpartum mother.
He does look better.
Yeah.
Better than what, Gavin?
What he used to look like.
Thank you.
He has been this size for years now.
Who would have thought you my new sister?
Well, but people plateau.
Wow. Wow.
So you're saying you don't believe that he
not
has...
Not for a second.
All right. Well, text into 916-909-1065. Do you have a gym buddy?
I have several. You know, text in if you saw me at the gym.
I would love that.
I've seen so many people.
You really? Have?
Yeah.
Okay, then yes. Please text in if you've seen...
Yeah, please.
What gyms?
I go to, Cal Fit. I go Cal Fit. I go Crunch.
You can't
I go
even...
to 20... Wait, there's a lot to remember. And City Sports. God, everybody's just on me.
106.5 The End. He's confident.
Yeah, I know that.
He's cocky.
Bitch, my hair looks good today.
He thinks he's smarter than you.
Mm-hmm. There's no way you could have got that question right.
It's, are you smarter than Kevin?
Oh my goodness, what is happening today when we play... Are you smarter than Kevin? Wow.
I love that intro.
Thank you. We've been working hard on that. And we are and she's not being replaced. She's just not here today, okay? But we are still playing, and we are playing with Crystal. Good morning, Crystal.
Good morning.
You're caller 17, so congratulations. You get to compete for $80 plus tickets to the movie If, okay?
Okay.
All right. Kevin's leaving the studio. This is all brought to you by Garden of Eaton Restaurants. 3 locations, 1 in Auburn, 2 in Roseville. Farm to fork, organic food that is absolutely delicious and healthy. Here we go. Question 1. Peloton, the extremely popular fitness company, has been mismanaged so badly, their company is in financial trouble. They announced that they're laying off 15% of their workforce and the CEO is stepping down. Who is not a popular Peloton instructor? Cody Rigsby, Emma Lovewell, or Danny Powers?
Oh, I have no idea.
Well, take a guess.
Emma Powers.
That wasn't not one of the options. Do you want me to go with Emma or Powers?
Oh, Emma.
Okay. Question two. Some of the funniest movie stars are teaming up for a musical movie called Power Ballad. Paul Rudd, Michael Cera, Will Ferrell, Steve Carell, and Nick Jonas will star in a movie about a wedding singer versus a rock band. What year was gay marriage legalized in America? Was it 2014, 2015, or 2016?
Oh, no. 2015.
Question three. The show Knuckles has become one of the most watched shows in Paramount Plus history. The live-action show about a red space hedgehog, voiced by Idris Elba, is part of what video game universe?
Oh, can you repeat that? I'm sorry, you cut out.
The live-action show about a red space hedgehog, voiced by Idris Elba, is part of what video game universe?
Oh, Sonic.
Question four. Super Nintendo World is very popular at Universal Studios Hollywood, but they still don't have it in Florida. Well, that's about to change. Not only are they adding Super Nintendo World to Universal Studios Orlando by 2025, they are adding another big ride that will be based off of Donkey Kong Country. In Super Mario, what can you get to acquire fireball powers?
I have no idea. Power-up stars?
Okay. And question five, The Rock has his own tequila company, and he's doing a promotion called Guac on the Rock. If you buy a drink on Cinco de Mayo with his tequila, take a picture of yourself with it and the receipt, and he will Venmo you $10 to buy guacamole. It's super weird. If he only does this for the first 100,000 people, how much money will the promotion cost him?
$1 million.
All righty. Please bring Kevin back into the studio. Crystal, what do you do for a living?
I'm a client service manager at a finance company.
Client service manager.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that means. Is that customer service? Is that what that means?
What happened?
Pretty much.
Okay. Not an easy job. All right, Crystal, you're on hold. Kevin, you ready?
Yes.
All right, question one. Peloton. You've heard of it.
Yes.
They've been mismanaged so badly that the company is now in financial trouble. And they announced that, sadly, they are laying off 15% of their workforce.
Oh,
and the CEO is stepping down. At least their CEO is stepping down. Who is not a popular Peloton instructor? Cody Rigsby, Emma Lovewell, or Danny Powers?
I know Cody Rigsby is one. He's super popular. I'm going to go with Danny Powers?
No. Danny Powers was my friend in fifth grade.
Who's not?
Yeah, okay, you're right. Yeah, sorry.
Ew.
You get a point. Sorry. Long night. Question two. Some of the funniest movie stars are teaming up for a musical movie called Power Ballad. Paul Rudd, Michael Cera, Will Ferrell, Steve Carell, and Nick Jonas. They're going to be in a movie about a wedding singer.
Oh, what?
Yeah. What year was gay marriage legalized in America?
2015.
Wow. Didn't even need the multiple choice.
It was a monumental moment.
It was. Question three, the show Knuckles has become one of the most watched shows on Paramount Plus history. My kids have watched it like, I think, twice already, all the way through. The live action show about a red space hedgehog, voiced by Idris Elba, is part of what video game universe?
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah, that was an easy one.
Knuckles is my favorite, though.
Mm. Question four, Super Nintendo World is very popular at Universal Studios Hollywood. Have you been yet?
No, I still need to go.
It's pretty cool. It's small. That's the only thing. It's not very big.
But it's so nostalgic.
I know. It's real. When you walk through the green pipe and you walk into it, you're like, holy cow, this is awesome. Yeah, it's a cool reveal. They actually don't have it in Florida yet, but they will by 2025. They're going to add it to Universal Studios Orlando, but they're also going to add a big ride based off of Donkey Kong Country.
What? I saw videos for that. It looks so cool.
It does look really cool, yeah. Orlando gets everything.
I know.
In Super Mario, what can you get to acquire fireball powers?
The fire flower.
There it is, a flower, yeah. And question five, The Rock has his own tequila company, and he's doing a promotion that doesn't make any sense to me called Guac on the Rock. If you buy a drink on Cinco de Mayo with his tequila, take a picture of yourself with it and the receipt and post it, he will Venmo you $10 to go buy yourself guacamole.
What?
I don't know. If he only does this for the first 100,000 people, how much money will the promotion cost him?
A million.
$1 million.
Is that a zero?
That is correct. All right, Crystal, are you there?
Yes.
All right, both of you did very well, but he got all five right. Crystal, you got three. Kevin wins.
Also, how's The Rock going to know if we used his tequila in a drink?
I think he has to show you. That's why you have to show the receipt.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's not good.
I don't know. Have you had it?
Yeah.
All right.
I don't like it.
Crystal, have you had The Rock's tequila?
I do not drink tequila.
Yeah. That sounds like it was from a night of mistakes right there. Yeah. But what is it that you want to tell us this morning?
I am not smarter than Kevin today.
Not today, but you still had fun. Thank you. We're going to put you on hold, though, because you still got tickets to go see the movie If with Ryan Reynolds. All right?
Okay, thank you.
All right, hang out, and we will be with you in a second.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
And now word from our sponsor, BetterHelp.com. It's Gavin and Katie.
And Gavin, you're having kind of a day.
I am having a day.
So
yes, I am.
This would be a great day to message your therapist, because you can message your therapist anytime you want with BetterHelp, and they will get back in touch with you.
Yeah.
Just say, like, listen, I'm struggling today.
I think maybe I'll do that. It's better than just screaming into the sky.
Right.
That's
it
for
sure.
Sure
is. And that is not a therapeutic way to get through it.
BetterHelp.com is online therapy that is more accessible and better equipped to handle your specific needs than almost any form of therapy that has ever existed. So give it a try today and do it for 10% off by going to BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/wakeupcall, and get started today. It's time for this. Kevin, tell everybody what the rules are.
We're going to describe a movie. We can't use any characters, actors, or names of the movie inside the movie.
Not too shabby. And it's time for the No Name Movie Game 106.5. Leanne.
You know, one of these days, I need her to type it out for me.
No.
Excuse me?
No, don't read from a script. People can always tell when you're reading from a script.
That's fine.
I disagree. We're going to play with Ray first this morning. Good morning, Ray.
Hey, good morning, guys. How we doing?
Good. You chose Kevin as your partner in the No Name Movie Game. We're playing.
No. Kevin chose me. Kevin chose me.
What?
Any one of you could have had me, but.
Well, actually, it was the other person picked Gavin, so you're defaulted with me.
Oh, okay. Wow, that's
wow. I feel.
Quite a lateral move there, Kevin.
I feel attacked. Wow.
All right. Well, listen, don't let that shake your confidence, okay? So there's the rules. We're playing for tickets to the Esquire IMAX Theater downtown, and they have Fall Guy, which I saw. It's a great movie. Very funny. Great action. I would imagine seeing it on the IMAX screen is 10 times better because the screen's 10 times bigger. All right, here we go. 45 seconds on the clock. Kevin, are you ready?
Yes.
Ray, are you ready?
I'm ready.
And hit it.
This is a Disney movie where they sing like it's a whole new world.
Aladdin.
Yes.
One.
This is the acronyms for CIA.
Central Intelligence Agency.
Drop the last part.
Central Intelligence.
Yes. And then water, fire, earth, and wind are what?
Avatar.
No, I got... Yeah, I should have said something else. It's a Disney Pixar movie. The new one.
Elemental.
Yes! Oh, okay, and then when you're... this is when you read these at a library.
Book.
Okay, and then opposite of dumb.
Oh. What was that one? Oh, Book Smart. Book Smart. It's library.
What'd I say?
Library.
That's not the point. We're trying to get the name of the movie.
Ray, you got 3 points.
Whoever's in your car, I love them.
Yeah, who is in the car with you?
I'm driving my kids to school right now.
I love
them. And what's funny is my son was on the show with you guys last week. So.
Oh, my God. That is funny.
Did he win or lose?
This week.
Oh, he lost. Remember, you ripped him apart.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy. All right. Ray's on hold. Now let's talk to Tracy. And Tracy, you actually did choose me to play with, correct?
Yes.
All right, here we go. 45 seconds on the clock. We have to beat 3. I think we can do this, okay?
All righty.
Are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay. Oh, 45 seconds starts now. If you can't see something, it is...
Invisible.
And the opposite of woman.
Man.
Yes. Put them together.
Invisible man.
Yes. There you go. The opposite of short.
Tall.
The other in length. In length.
Short. Long.
Yes. And then a bullet does this out of a gun. It is.
Long shot.
Yes.
Woo! Two.
Okay. This is another word for a man who's not circumcised.
Oh.
I don't know. Okay, yeah, we'll pass on that one. All right. Okay, this one. Who are you going to call?
Ghostbusters.
Yes!
Ew.
Okay, and then this is Christmas time. We say this word. Oh, my God.
We got a tie.
Uncut Gems was the movie we were trying to go for.
You described that awkwardly.
How would you describe uncut?
Things that aren't cut yet.
You just said cut. That's one of the rules.
Oh my God.
Why doesn't Katie type out the rules? All right. Now we're going to, here's what we're going to do for a tiebreaker today because Katie's not here. We're going to play a shortened round, 30 seconds only, and we'll see who does this. Okay. You ready? Tracy, we're jumping right back in.
All righty.
All right. 30 seconds on the clock and go. These are people who live near you. They are your
neighbors.
Yes. Okay. This is a movie about a doll. It was very popular this year.
Barbie.
Yes.
Two.
Okay. This is something that comes out of a gun.
Bullet.
And this is a choo-choo.
Bullet train.
Yes.
Three.
Yes. Wow. We're doing even better this time. Okay. This is the opposite of man.
Woman.
And the opposite. Oh, boy. Wowie, wow.
I feel like that was long.
Three. It was 30 seconds.
Oh, wow.
All right. Wow.
We got a lot.
We got three. I'm going to, Tracy, you're back on hold, and then let's talk to Ray. Ray, you there? Ray?
He hung up.
Yeah, I'm
still. There we go. Woo! Okay. 30 second overtime. You ready to go?
I'm ready.
Hit it.
Get in my head. Okay. They sing Bare Necessities in this movie.
The Jungle Book.
Yes.
One.
If you have a job, but then you need more money, so you do this like a another word for like a side job.
Side hustle.
Yes.
Side gig.
The last part of the second
hustle.
One you said.
Hustle.
Yes.
Hustle.
Okay. And this is an Asian superhero in Marvel.
Shang-Chi.
Yes.
Wow.
This is a guy.
So we tied again?
No, you got four. I got three.
I got four?
Oh.
Bullet Train, Barbie, Neighbors. And Ghostbusters. Yeah. Oh, I did.
You got
Ray.
Four.
Sir, we got to let you go.
I'm pissed.
Because we got to go back to Tracy. Congratulations, Tracy.
Yay.
Stay on hold. We got to tell you how you can get your Esquire IMAX tickets so that you can go see Fall Guy with Emily Blunt and Ryan Gosling this weekend, okay?
Perfect. Thank you.
All right. Stay on hold.
Hey, it's Katie from The Wake Up Call. And now that spring is in the air and the weather's getting warmer, it definitely makes you feel hopeful, like your life is full of possibilities, which if you've been struggling to get pregnant, might not be something you've been feeling much of lately. When you want to grow your family and every month you're hit with that disappointment, it makes it really hard to stay positive. I know this because I've been there. When we wanted to grow our family and then out of nowhere I started having fertility issues, I was devastated. That's when we turned to California IVF and we finally felt hopeful again. They were able to address my infertility issues and now we have the most amazing little Morgan and we wouldn't have her without California IVF. Find your hope at CaliforniaIVF.com. If California IVF has changed your life, they want you to share your story and be featured in their monthly Moment of Hope video to inspire others. Go to CaliforniaIVF.com/share to submit your story. That's CaliforniaIVF.com/share.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
We have to talk about a local man who is attacked by one of the most beautiful sea creatures on planet Earth. It was a sea otter. We love sea otters. They're adorable. They're fuzzy. They have
They're river cats.
They're river cats. Yeah. What a great way to put it. Yes, they hold hands with each other while they sleep so that they don't drift apart. They use tools. Watching a river otter, or any otter for that matter, cracking something on its chest. Look me in the eye and tell me.
You get it.
You they're trying to eat. You leave them alone unless you're going to give them a kiss. But a guy named Matt Leffers, he's a local guy. He was attacked by one. And if I came in here and said I was attacked by an otter, your first question would be like,
what
oh my God.
What did you do to it?
Yeah, or you're so lucky.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you have a pet otter now?
Right. I'd be like, how did you get so close?
Like at first, yeah, it attacked you, but then what did it do? Crawl in the pouch of your hoodie and then you took it home, right?
Yeah.
No. Here is his account of the attack.
I was about 120 feet out right there. And within a seconds, I was bit again. And then I started swimming fast, but there was the otter popped up right in front of me. Then I was bit again.
Yeah.
What was he doing in this water?
I'm not sure, actually. I think he was on either a paddleboard, maybe a kayak.
Okay.
I'm not sure, but
I got to tell you something.
He had over 40 puncture wounds.
Well,
puncture wounds. And there's more, by the way. This is the, he had more to his story.
It is by far the most terrifying experience I've ever had in my life. Nothing even comes close to it. These things were so aggressive. They literally, I felt like they wanted to kill me.
I have some questions. And my first question is, what did he do to provoke them?
We may never know.
Because I find it hard to believe that a majestic otter that we all want to give a hug, and God, imagine if it hugged you back.
Well, of course it would.
It can.
Yeah.
Okay?
It
Think
has,
about that. It can hug you back.
It has hands.
Yeah, just right around your neck.
It could probably figure out how to give you a thumbs up.
Oh, God.
How you doing, otter?
Thumbs up! So, this adorable little creature, which, by the way, we don't hear about a lot of otter attacks because mm-hmm. they aren't that kind of animal.
Yeah.
Suddenly, out of nowhere, Wink attacks this guy. Something's a little bit fishy, pun intended.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because whereas it feels out of nowhere to us,
yeah,
wildlife experts say it is not out of nowhere. Otters are actually very vicious creatures.
What?
I know. And that actually caused me to look into this a little bit more. And they are not lying, no matter how badly we want them to. And I found a whole list of animals that are adorable and actually are vicious a-holes. Chimpanzees on here.
Well, we know that.
We know.
All right. Well, I mean, I do want to say that it's weird that they were even put on a list of adorable animals. I mean, yeah, if you put a chimp, I guess, in baby clothes, it's kind of cute, but their butts are inside out. They always look like Brillo pads. I'm not a fan.
A baby chimp is the only good chimp.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Other animals that are adorable but vicious. Dolphins. They
oh,
can.
No.
They're the smartest mammal.
Dolphins to who?
I can expand all of these and read them. We don't have time, but dolphins in the
are
wild.
Marines.
Dolphins are what?
Marines.
We're not going to go over this again.
And tell me I'm wrong.
Well, are Marines dangerous?
Oh, my God.
I rest my case. Okay. I rest my case. That adorable but deadly. We've talked about this before. Kangaroos. Moose can be very vicious. People are killed by mooses. Seals.
Now, I'm not going to let you slander seals, and here is why. There was a man that wanted to unalive himself. This is a true story. It happened in San Francisco, okay? And he jumped himself off the Golden Gate Bridge.
Okay.
And he hit the water, knocked himself out, obviously.
Okay.
Broke his legs, stuff like that.
All right.
How did he live? I'd love to tell you. Seals came up from underneath him, pushed him up to the surface over and over so that he would be out of the water, and then pushed him to the shore. Look it up.
Hold on. Is this according to the man who knocked himself out?
No, it's according to the bystanders that saw it.
Bystanders witnessed this.
Yes.
Seals.
Yes.
Like Patronuses.
Are you looking it up?
She's come right.
From the deep. Thank you.
She's right.
Well, they can also kill you, I guess. There are.
I'm shocked.
Raccoons are on this list. Foxes are on this list.
This list is dumb.
Be vigilant, people. That's what I'm saying.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
The clock is ticking on TikTok. Now that it has passed both the House and the Senate, the bill to ban TikTok means that there is a finite amount of time before, if it is not sold, the Chinese company that owns TikTok, if it is not sold to an American company to operate in America, it is going to get banned in America. What's interesting is I just saw a statistic, 42% of Americans support this ban.
Okay.
I'm actually kind of shocked that it's so low.
I think a lot of people don't understand why it's being banned.
I know. I'm in that 42%. I support the ban on it. But needless to say, there is hope.
Okay.
Like I said, if it is sold to an American company or an American, then TikTok can continue to operate in America. Great question. Who is it going to be? There's lots of people stepping up, and that's an awful lot of power that one person would wield if they owned TikTok. Well, a voice has come forward and said that they are very interested in doing it.
Okay.
And it is Soulja Boy.
Soulja Boy, too.
If you don't remember who Soulja Boy is,
he's Superman.
That's okay.
That
nobody really does at this point outside. He is in the realm of Cisco.
Yes.
He is in the realm of many like pseudo rappy pop song one hit wonders.
He was like, I mean, Nelly was part of that until very recently.
Right.
He somehow had a comeback.
Nobody thinks about Soulja Boy anymore, including Soulja Boy's own mother. She thought he died in the war. All right. But Soulja Boy says he will buy TikTok. Here's a clip.
I'm definitely interested in buying TikTok. CEO, holla at your boy. The CEO of TikTok, holla at your boy. Make a phone call. Get me on the line. Let's talk about it. Let's work a deal out.
All right. Sounds legit to me.
Okay. So I have something to throw in there, too.
Okay.
I also am interested in buying TikTok.
That's just one layer to the story. I looked up Soulja Boy's net worth.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Soulja Boy is worth $42 million. I'm shocked.
I thought you were literally going to say 42,000.
No, $42 million. I don't want to live in a world where you is worth $42 million. Where this got him $1 million, let alone 42 of them.
It was popping.
It was. I think that, listen, if you told me Soulja Boy back then when that song came out had $42 million, I would say, oh, yeah, okay, yeah, that, I guess, tracks. It is now 2024. I assumed Soulja Boy had started his own lawn service to just make money, okay?
Just to make you feel old, by the way, that song, this song, came out almost 20 years ago.
Oh, boy.
Right.
Let that sink in. So, okay, so let's assume for a second Soulja Boy, this guy, okay? Don't you think he would have burned through the Soulja Boy money by now?
Okay, but it turns out, apparently, what if we've been underestimating Soulja Boy this whole time?
How so?
Everything we've said up until this point.
You think he's a mogul? You think he's a wise investor? You think he's a shark?
Maybe.
You saw he turned into Soulja Man.
Right. You can't be a boy forever, Gavin. Okay? Sometimes you have to grow up and get serious. Maybe you get some investment properties.
Right.
Okay? Maybe you start an IRA just to be careful.
I didn't think about any of this. You're so right.
Yeah.
Maybe somebody got a hold of Soulja Boy and said, Soulja Boy.
Right.
Mr. Boy.
Yeah.
Let's take some of this you money and let's buy some apartments.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying that led to $42 million.
It doesn't hurt.
It doesn't hurt.
That's just what his portfolio is diverse.
Right. You're right.
Yeah.
Now, here's the good news.
Now, but you can't buy TikTok for $42 million.
But that's the good news. TikTok is worth about $100 billion.
Right.
So, Soulja Boy is off by about 99.9995%.
Right.
But listen, like Katie said, you can't be a boy forever unless you're Peter Pan. And last I checked, Soulja Boy's not Peter Pan. But who knows anymore? So
good luck, Soulja.
Good luck, Mr. Boy.
Yeah.
Mr. Man. Soulja, if we can call you that. And we look forward to the wonderful world that you will create with TikTok.
Yes, very much.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
Just a young gun. Uh-oh. Yeah, that's right. We have tickets to go see these guys. Guinness Book World Record holders for saying the word thunder the most times in under 3 minutes. And they're coming to the Toyota Amphitheater, Imagine Dragons are, on October 3rd or 6th. One of the two. And we are going to play Talktionary to give these passes away. Now, what I'm about to say is going to seem suspicious. I understand that. But I swear, Kevin swears, these two got through legitimately on two separate lines Let's welcome to the show Amanda. Are you there?
I'm here.
And let's also welcome to the show Vanessa. Are you here?
Yep, I'm here.
They're giggling because
what is the relationship you two have to each other?
We're married.
You're married. You're spouses. You're wives. You called on two separate lines, and Kevin's hand to God, you both were caller 17 and 18.
Yeah, I was shocked.
That is wild. Are you in the same room?
We're in the same car, yeah.
Oh, my
God. That's so funny.
All right. Well, this is going to be fun. All right. So, all right, Amanda, you're playing with Kevin, and Vanessa, you're playing with me. So we're going to start with Amanda, okay?
Okay.
Talktionary works. We've got Pictionary cards in our hands, and we're going to describe the word to you. You have to guess what it is. Every word is worth a point. Whoever gets the most points wins, although who cares, because I have a feeling you're both going to take each other.
I know.
All right, here we go. 30 seconds, Amanda. Are you ready?
Yes.
Kevo, you ready?
Yes.
Hit it.
Okay, the opposite of bottom.
Top.
And then you wear this.
Pants.
No, on your head.
Top hat.
Yeah, put it together. Oh,
top
wait,
hat.
You said
well,
that. Okay. The leader of the country, or America, United States.
The president?
Yes. And then, okay, if you don't want to stand in the sun to get a tan, you could opt for this option.
Shade, sunblock, umbrella?
No, it's the action of putting the tan on you. Oh.
What are you trying to get him to say there?
Spray.
Got one.
Spray.
Ew, no, we got two.
You got
just
two.
Just so you know.
You got two right. Wow.
Ew.
Are you both answering?
No, she's not
going to
help me.
Oh, okay.
No, it's just the echo from the phone.
Because you're calling from the same car.
This is so weird. I love it.
All right. Okay, Amanda, now just chill. Vanessa, it's time to shine. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. 30 seconds and go. This is a disgusting animal that slithers. You're a sneaky
snake.
Yes. If you're inside a building and you want to look out, you go to the
window.
Yes. Oh. The dinner's over. It's time to sign the
check.
Yes. Okay. This is another word for a bomb. We're shooting and
bullet.
No. And the this in red glare, whatever the song the lyrics are.
Wow.
Rocket.
Wow.
And the rockets, red glare. That's what it was.
Was that two?
That
as
was
well?
Three. We got three. That's all right. Listen, we can't all be patriotic. All right. Vanessa, you're on hold. We're back to Amanda. Amanda, are you ready?
I'm nervous.
Yes.
Why are you nervous all of a sudden now?
I don't want to be the loser.
Wow. That ship has sailed. Okay, 30 seconds on the clock. Amanda, it's your time to shine. You ready?
Yes.
Playing for Imagine Dragon tickets. Go.
Okay, this is a holy place where you go pray.
Church.
Yes. Okay, you wear this when you're cooking around your waist.
Apron.
Yes. If you bowl and you hit all the pins down, it's called a?
Strike.
Yes. And then a lion lives in where?
Jungle.
Oh, he's not domesticated. He's?
Zoo.
No, he's if
cage.
If you're not domesticated, you're free in the
wild.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Wow.
And
at the buzzer. Ooh. All right, that's a total of six, which means Vanessa, we need to get four to win.
Oh, that's a lot.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, that was a pretty good round, you guys. That was a good round. All right, Vanessa. 30 seconds on the clock. I am nervous, and I don't even know why, because you're two wives playing a contest together.
I mean, that's cute.
We're very competitive.
Again.
Yeah, I could hear it.
If you're just tuning in, Vanessa and Amanda are married to each other, and Kevin's hand to God, they were caller 17 and 18. They're calling from the same car. Okay.
That's so fun.
This makes it seem like we have four listeners, and 50% of them are you two. Okay, here we go. 30 seconds. You ready?
Yep.
Okay, go. This is an animal that hops, but it's slimy and green. Slimy and green.
Frog.
Yes. This is white broccoli.
Cauliflower.
Yes. This is the story for a movie. It's called the...
Story.
Never ending story?
No, no, no. If you're watching a movie and it has a story, you describe it. Oh, that.
Plot.
Yes. Okay. If you look in the mirror and you see yourself, that is your.
Reflection.
Yes. Yes. Woo!
I'm so pissed.
Wow. Gavin and Vanessa, big winners today. That was great. Amanda, I don't know how to tell you this, but we have a rule in the wake-up call that you have to bring the person from the wake-up call that you won the contest with. So I'm sorry, you can't see Imagine Dragons. It's me and Vanessa going, okay?
Ew.
Girls,
Fine. Have
so much fun at Toyota Amphitheater in early October at the show. Stay on hold. We have to get Vanessa's information, and we'll talk to you soon. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Of course. That was fun.
106.5 PM. It's the wake-up call.
This is about the time of year where people, you know, are trying to organize summer vacations, and I want to fly back east this summer at some point. I'd like to see my father, who I haven't seen in a couple years, and he lives in the mountains of Pennsylvania, so in order to do it, I got to fly to Philadelphia. All right. Well, in order to not bankrupt myself on airfare for me, my wife, and our three kids, I am faced with a decision. And that decision is, do I book a flight that is ungodly early?
Okay.
Or do I fly overnight? Do I take a red eye? Now, my kids, and this is important for everybody, they are 12 years old, they are 7 years old, and they are 5 years old. And it is a complete roll of the dice on either one of those situations. Neither are good. Neither are ideal. So which one should I do? Should I wake everybody up literally at like 3 a.m. to get them in the car, to load up the car, to drive to the airport, to park in long-term parking, get everybody there? Or do I show up at the airport at like 9 p.m. and take a red eye?
Okay.
That does have a layover.
That was going to be my question. Okay. I think a red eye it's off the table. If you go early in the morning, yes, you have to get everybody up early, but that's actually to your advantage. You get everybody up early. They're juiced, okay? They're willing to get up because they're excited.
They're going in the sky.
The other thing is, because they got up so early, they'll be zonked. You put them on a plane, all that white noise, they're going to sleep that first flight to the layover. Layover, get some lunchy.
Oh.
Daddy, get some cocktails.
Oh.
Okay. Then now everybody's juiced again because it's like, guys, just one more flight and we're there.
916-909-1065. I'm looking for other parents to help me out on this. Mike, good morning.
Good morning, Evan. Good morning, everyone. So, man, listen, I have three kids myself, a 15, a 10, and an 8-year-old.
All right.
We've flown all over the world several times, even to the East Coast as well.
All right.
You're going to thank yourself for leaving early in the morning.
Really?
No matter how early. Yeah. And I say that because I have my 8-year-old who can sleep on anything, anywhere. And when we took the flight to Europe last summer, we're going again this summer, but they did not sleep a wink on the plane. When we got to our destination, they started throwing up.
Oh!
It was a miserable experience. So if I were you, make them go to bed early and then get them up early, show up at the airport, and they'll be excited when they show up at their location.
I love the part where you go, make them go to bed early. I can physically put them in their bed. I can shut the door. They're not going to sleep. The night before they get to go in the sky, they're going to be up all night, eyes wide, staring at the ceiling, just counting down the seconds till they get to be up there like God.
Yeah.
A little Benadryl does wonders. A little Benadryl does wonders.
All right, so I'll tell my wife, a stranger on the phone told me we should drug our kids. Thank you so much, Mike. That was helpful. Going to Europe multiple times. Look at that. Let's talk to Terry. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning.
What do you think I should do? Should I book my flight for my family, an early-ass morning flight or a red-eye?
I would say early morning, hands down.
Okay, everybody's
that
saying early morning.
Time to sleep.
Terry, thank you so much. Now, everybody's been saying early-ass flight, except for you, Cindy, right?
Yeah.
Tell me why you say red eye.
Yeah, so I have five kids.
We've been to like 20 kids.
Why do you say that? Like, yeah, people don't have five kids.
If I had five kids, I would travel down the street, and that would be as far as we'd go for vacation. Okay. Go
so
ahead.
We go abroad every 3 to 9 months. Like,
3 to 9 months?
Yeah.
What, my kids have been to
over 20 countries.
Okay, go ahead.
Red eye all day.
Okay, now really? here's something that we haven't talked about yet. There are two X factors with both situations. If we take a red eye, we get there at a normal business time, but we can't check into a hotel for hours.
Okay, that, I'll,
for sure.
Okay.
But
that makes it crazy.
But if we take the early flight, then we land there late at night and the rental car place might be closed. Like, these are two X factors that I think about as well.
The rental car place might be closed.
It might be. Some places, like, God forbid we get delayed or something.
Oh.
And we get there at like 11 p.m.
Could you Uber?
Oh, I mean, I guess we could.
But you have to think about your destination. Like, you're going to New York. They're going to want to go. They're going to have fun. You can find a good place for breakfast or you can do an activity. Or you can do whatever and then check into your hotel.
That's a good point. All right, that's a good point. Cindy, thank you so much. Let's take one more real quick one because she's been sitting on hold. Kendra, good morning.
Wake these kids up early, feed them a good breakfast so you'll get the itis by the time you get to the airport. Get them up bouncy and stuff, looking out the window. Ooh,
okay.
Look at the clouds.
All right.
The main thing is a window seat, because I hate when people ask me to switch my seats after I paid for a seat.
Mm.
No, I'm not switching. I don't care if you want to sit next to your grandma or your daddy. I paid for the window seat. Damn it, that's where we sit.
Kendra, you sound like somebody I would never ask for anything.
Call all the time.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
And we're talking to Poppy this morning. Good morning, Poppy.
Good morning.
So you have a boyfriend named Elias, and you think that Elias is cheating, or at least potentially cheating. That's why you're on War of the Roses. So tell us why.
Right. Well, Elias and I guess what you consider domestic partners. We've been together for over 6 years, but we have two sons together, a four-year-old and a two-year-old. One of our sons, our oldest son, was starting to get close with another classmate who's the mom of this kid is married. They have a family together. They're doing well. And so Elias was taking our oldest son over there a lot to play.
Okay.
A few weeks ago, I found out that he's been going over there and the dad hasn't been present because the family is recently separated and he's moved out. What I also found out lately, though, is that he's been taking time to go over there, and her kids are with her husband or her ex.
Oh, so he's going over there by himself, not bringing your kid, and she doesn't have her kids?
Right. Her kids are not there, and neither is their father. And they've been separated for months, and he never told me.
So how did you find out that they're separated?
Another mom at school told me during pickup, because she had noticed.
Okay. So that is definitely a suspicious situation.
I would
for
agree.
Sure. So, okay, so here's how War of the Roses works. Katie's going to pretend to be a telemarketer. She's going to call Elias up, offer him some free roses. We'll see who he sends them to. Hopefully it's you. And what does he write on the card? Because sometimes that's even more important than the name on the list. So stay on hold, and we'll come back with you in a second.
Okay.
It's War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak with Elias, please?
Yeah, it's him.
Hi, Elias. This is Tiffany with, and I'm calling today with a special gift that we're offering to all of our valued customers. Today's gift is one dozen long stem red roses, absolutely free. I won't be asking you for a credit card number. You won't see an additional charge on your bill or anything. It's just a promotion we're doing to show you how much we appreciate your business. Does this sound like something you'd like to take advantage of today?
Yeah, it's free.
Yep, it's totally free. Okay, it's really easy to get started. All I need is the first and last name of the person you'd like to send the roses to.
Okay, can you send them to Rachel?
Okay, and before I get Rachel's address, you're able to include a personalized card to be delivered with the roses. What would you like that to say?
Thinking of you.
Okay, yeah. And then... love Elias or just sign your name?
Like, you sign my name.
Okay.
Hi, Elias. This is actually Gavin, and that's Katie. We're the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. And this is War of the Roses. It's a test we do to see if somebody is doing something they're not supposed to do in a relationship. And listening in this whole time is your girlfriend, Poppy. We're bringing her back on now. Poppy, are you there?
It's nothing shady. I'm not doing anything. I just want to clear up. I'm not doing anything, though.
According to Poppy, you've been going over there to her house when her kids aren't there and you don't have your kids. Is that correct?
Well, yeah, but I'm just trying to fix up the house because she needs help and stuff like that.
You're trying to fix it? Well, okay, but why wouldn't you tell your girlfriend, right, though, that even just for, like, spilling tea?
Right, yeah. How did you not go, oh, my God, Rachel and so-and-so are splitting up?
Well, she's nice. I don't want to make fun of her behind her back.
You're not making fun of her. How is that making fun of her?
No. It would just be like nothing, you know?
You thought it'd be no big deal to go over to another woman's house who is separated from her husband with nobody else present and not telling your girlfriend. You didn't think that was any kind of big deal.
I mean, well, I was just to hear it from another parent. That's how I found out, from another parent at school. Noticed you all get really chummy.
They shouldn't be spreading her business around like that.
I mean, not to mention, you sent her a dozen red roses.
You guys set me up for that, though. That's not my fault. I didn't do that.
But Elias, do you see how all of these things, when added up, look really bad?
No, I'm just being a dude.
You don't? Okay.
Yep. Oh, my God.
All right. So you still don't see how that could be problematic?
No, I don't think so.
All right.
Okay.
Well,
I have to tell you, the optics are very bad.
Yeah. Elias, we're going to let you go. Poppy, this is sadly as far as we can go with something like this. You're on the right track, though, I think.
And yeah, I would say your instincts are right on. I'm not saying that anything has happened between them, but right. I definitely think it's an inappropriate relationship.
I think that when kids are involved, it makes these situations tougher. But we hope you make the right decisions, okay?
Thank you.
All right. It's War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call. Okay, that's it. Thank you for making it all the way to the end of the podcast. This is where the good stuff is.
Yes.
You know, it's a nice finish.
You've gotten through everything. We got it through it together.
Right.
And now we're on the other side of it.
And you most likely need therapy. So go to betterhelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off online therapy. Betterhelp.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.